This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Friday, Governor Sean Parnell signed a bill to move forward on a Kinnick Arm crossing that would link Anchorage and Point Mackenzie. The new law transfers funding and construction from the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA, to the State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The law lays out a plan for public financing of the bridge, with a third each coming from a federal loan, state bonds, and National Highway System funds. The federal loan and bonds would be repaid with $5 one-way tolls collected from bridge users. The project has had rough going. The Department of Revenue said a plan for a public-private partnership would need the state to guarantee profits to attract investors, and a 2013 legislative audit said KABATA's projected revenues from tolls were unreasonably optimistic, leading to overstated cash flow projections. The state has put some $80 million into the bridge project and has another $55 million for it in the 2015 budget. Construction of the bridge is expected to cost some $800 million. Friday, the House Ethics Committee issued a letter of reprimand to Alaska Congressman Don Young for spending campaign money on travel and for improperly accepting gifts, many of them from lobbyists. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The committee's letter focused on $56,000 worth of rides in private planes, stays at hunting lodges, golf, meals, and, in one specific instance, a pair of $400 boots. The committee says Young has to repay $28,000 to the gift givers and use personal funds to repay $31,000 in misused campaign funds. In a written statement, Young said he regretted what he called oversights and apologized. He's already repaid the money.
Some of them are tough calls.
That's Young's lawyer, John Dowd. He says the people who hosted the trips played several roles in Young's life, so the purpose wasn't always clear-cut.
There are people who are campaign supporters. There are people who, you know, have an interest in transportation. There are friends of his, so that all gets sort of mixed together sometimes on these trips, and, you know, sometimes it didn't get sorted out, sometimes it did, so.
Dowd says after the Justice Department investigation, Young laid out all the information about his travel for the Ethics Committee. The committee found Young improperly accepted gifts and 15 trips dating as far back as 2001 and as recently as last year. Most of the travel occurred from 2004 to 2006, when Young chaired the powerful House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. At the time, he was raking in campaign contributions from the construction and transportation industries around the country. The gift givers listed in the report include former Young staffers who became lobbyists like C.J. Zane and Duncan Smith, Texas lobbyist Randy DeLay, and Tom Johnson, an executive at the Texas branch of Associated General Contractors. Many of the trips were to Texas lodges. The most expensive on the list, more than $11,000, was to the Mariposa Ranch in South Texas, paid for mostly by Houston-based construction conglomerate KBR. Lobbyist Duncan Smith bought the $400 Le Chameau boots. The company specializes in knee-high rubber boots lined in leather. The ethics case against Young originated with a wide-ranging Department of Justice investigation started at least 8 years ago. In 2010, the Justice Department said it wouldn't pursue charges against Young and instead sent a letter about him to the Ethics Committee. The panel says with such old evidence, it couldn't find that Young's acceptance of the trips and gifts was purposeful or corrupt. The committee, though, noted Young listed none of it on his required personal financial disclosure documents. Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says the punishment amounts to a letter saying, in effect, bad congressman. UAA political science professor Forrest Neighbors says he doubts the reprimand will affect Young's re-election in November. Violations like these aren't important to people outside Washington, Neighbors says, and anyway, Alaskans have been hearing about Young being investigated for years.
It doesn't seem to deter them from re-electing him. He has very strong relationships in the state.
Forrest Dunbar, the latest Democrat running against Young, has raised less than a tenth of the campaign war chest Young has. In a written statement, Dunbar called Young a repeat ethics offender. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.